I'm Raymond Campbell, continuing our studies on the inspiring story of Ruth the Moabite, as recorded in the book of Ruth. We have arrived at chapter 4 for our meditations today. In the third chapter of the book of Ruth, we noted Ruth, the stranger from Moab, at Bethlehem in Israel, asking Boaz, the kind kinsman, to spread his protective wing over her as the one who had the right of redemption for the inheritance that Naomi, her mother-in-law, was about to sell in her poverty. The law in Israel made the widow that was left childless, as was the case with Ruth, to be the obligation of the kinsman redeemer to marry her. The kinsman redeemer thus had the double duty of redeeming the land and also to marry the wife of the dead relative. Boaz graciously promised Ruth to do to her all that was required, but stated that there was a kinsman nearer than he. He said that if this kinsman would not do the part of a kinsman to her, then he would surely do so the next morning. Now chapter 4 opens up with the account of Boaz's activity in behalf of Ruth at the gate of the city. The gate was the place where all cases were to be settled. Moses had ordered, "Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment." Deuteronomy 16:8. Reading in chapter 4, we learn that Boaz went to the gate of the city and sat down, and the nearest kinsman came along. So Boaz called to him and requested that he sit down with him. Then Boaz took 10 men of the elders of the city and had them to also sit down with the nearest kinsman and himself. He then stated to the kinsman the whole case of Naomi, how she returned from Moab and was selling the allotment that was their brother Elimelech's. Boaz advised the kinsman to buy the land before the inhabitants and before the elders of the people. He told him that there was none to redeem it beside himself, and that he, Boaz, was after him. When the kinsman said he would redeem it, Boaz reminded him that what day thou buyest the field of the land of Naomi, thou must buy it also of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. Thereupon the kinsman said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar mine own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it." Verses 1-6. Thus the 10 men of the city were witnesses that the claims of the other nearest kinsman were ended. He could not redeem the inheritance and raise up the name of the dead nor give rest to poor, desolate, widowed Ruth. So he publicly surrendered the right of redemption to Boaz. In this incident, we have an important lesson illustrated. Who is it that has the first and fullest opportunity of saving and redeeming the poor lost sinner? It is the law of Sinai with its 10 commandments, suggested by the 10 men of the city who were witnesses. The law of commandments was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator and was glorious, as Galatians 3:19 and 2 Corinthians 3:9-10 says. The Bible says that the law is holy and the commandments holy and just and good, and that it is spiritual, Romans 7:12 and 14. This nearest kinsman would redeem the land, but he could not redeem Ruth. So also, the excellent and necessary are the 10 commandments for God's moral government in the world. But the law of commandments can only condemn the sinner, which we all are. The Bible says that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3, 19-20. This is plain enough. The law cannot redeem the sinner. It can only shut his mouth and pronounce him guilty before God. The law has to curse the sinner, for it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Galatians 3:10. It cannot give life or pardon the guilty sinner. For hundreds of years, the law of commandments had the fullest opportunity to save mankind from their sins and redeem Israel, to whom the law was given, but it could not do so, as the 10 elders bore witness that the other kinsmen could not redeem the land and Ruth, the wife of the dead. So the 10 commandments bear witness that on the principle of law-giving, no one can be saved from the judgment upon sinners. God's word says, Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. James 2:10. Everyone has sinned in thought, word, and deed, and has broken the commandments of God, and the wages of sin is death. So the law is a ministration of death and condemnation, as Romans 6:23 and 2 Corinthians 3:7 tells us. The vivid lesson to learn here in the book of Ruth is that the near kinsman type of the law of commandments cannot redeem the poor and needy sinner or give to God a ransom for his soul. We trust all our listeners have come to this realization and are not trusting in keeping the commandments of God as a ground of reaching heaven. The law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith, Galatians 3:24 says. A schoolmaster has lessons to teach. The lesson that the law of Moses would teach us is that we are guilty sinners and need Jesus Christ, the Savior. He died for sinners, that he might redeem us from the curse of the law, having been made a curse for us, Galatians 3:13. Continuing in the account of Boaz at the gate of the city, we read that after the nearest kinsman had declared he could not redeem the field at the hand of Naomi and Ruth, he said to Boaz, Buy it for yourself. And he took off his sandal, according to the custom in Israel, as to legalizing transactions. Boaz then said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilon's and Mahlon's, of the land of Naomi, or the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren. Verses 8-10. Ruth's cause was taken up by Boaz. He bought the land of the inheritance and purchased Ruth to be his wife and to raise up the name of the dead. Here we have a beautiful picture of what the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, has done. He did what the law could not do, and far more than even what Boaz did. He purchased the church of God with his own blood, as Acts 20:28 says. Yes, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, Ephesians 5:25-27 tell us. He gave himself into death to purchase his bride. The Apostle Paul reminded the Corinthian church that they were not their own, because they were bought with a price, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. And the Apostle Peter wrote that believers are not redeemed with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1:18-19. Truly the work of redemption has been accomplished at the cross of Calvary, when Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, Galatians 1:4. After all the people that were in the gate and the elders blessed Ruth and Boaz, he took Ruth and she became his wife. What a day of gladness it was for the humble, virtuous Ruth. What a complete change it was for her. She was now brought into a wonderful relationship, made one with the loving and gracious, mighty man of wealth. Complete rest was now hers. She was no more the poor, widowed Moabitess that had to glean all day in the field and beat out grain for sustenance. She was now the wife and companion of the kinsman redeemer, Boaz. The earnest, decided, diligent, and devoted stranger from Moab was now richly blessed of God and brought into the kingly line of Israel. There was fruit from this blessed union with Boaz. A son was born to them, whom the women named Obed. He became the grandfather of David, the great king of Israel, years later. Thus Ruth later became the great grandmother of David, the man after God's heart, and her name appears in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What an honor and privilege. All this beautiful marriage union and relationship of Boaz and Ruth is a foreshadowing of the blessed relationship of the redeemed believer to Jesus Christ. We are betrothed or engaged to one husband that we may be presented as a pure virgin to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:2. The marriage day is coming for those who have chosen Christ as their Savior and Redeemer. It is announced in Revelation 19:7-9 as that which will take place in heaven after the rapture of the true church to the Father's house. The proclamation is, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready." There are many other prophetical teachings as to the future of Israel which are illustrated in the book of Ruth. In this series, we have confined ourselves to the practical and typical teachings in the Christian life, which Ruth the Moabite illustrates for us. May each listener be edified and encouraged by these meditations on Ruth.